Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, time for the newsroom temperature check, brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. Steve, we haven't started with you in a long time. You got something ready?
You know what I don't get?
What?
I don't get Pez candy.
Never liked it. It doesn't taste good.
It doesn't taste good. It's got no flavor. It's all about the delivery. You pop up that little guy's head, right? Kevin, you know what?
I mean, it is pretty cool.
What's cool about it?
You pop the little head and a little piece of candy comes out.
Yeah, okay.
And it's always a challenge trying to get the candy into the Pez. You
to
know?
Reload it?
Yeah, to reload it.
Wow, you're devoted. I don't think I've ever reloaded Pez.
Really?
My favorite ones are around Christmas where they have the little reindeer and you wind it up and he poops out candy.
Well, I'm glad you added that to the conversation, Lisa.
That's fun. And I that candy is better than
that. Yeah, I used to get them in my Christmas stocking, I believe. Yeah.
Well, the longest running and the largest, they say, Pez convention in the world is underway right now in Ohio. They call it Pezamania.
Wow.
Collectors, dealers, casual sellers. It makes it sound like a drug dealer, a casual seller. And anyone else interested in collecting Pez or other related items is in Independence. It's south of Cleveland. So you've got until Saturday to go check it out, pezamania.com. If you've got an ancient Pez dispenser or maybe a deer pooper or candy pooper or something you want to unload or trade, you could do it there.
There's never a casual seller. There's casual users, but not casual sellers. But remember when Swatch watches were all the rage, too, and they had conventions and people would collect those like it was something special?
I remember Swatch watches. I didn't realize they had conventions. No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow. I never got that either.
Yeah, Pez candies. It's always like, oh, Grandma.
It's just like a tiny little brick of sugar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kind of good. I kind of like them.
I remember liking them. Haven't had a Pez in a while, Steve.
Isn't it kind of fuzzy? Like
fuzzy?
Like it makes your mouth, like, does it kind of explode a little bit?
A little powdery or something? Or it doesn't, you mean, like, does it fizzle or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I just think it sits there and waits to be crushed.
I used to try to stuff other stuff in the Pez.
Like what?
I don't know, like coins or something.
Marijuana? Did you put marijuana in your Pez?
You put weed in your Pez dispenser?
That was your stash hide?
Wow, good move.
You know what, you
good
guys?
Good move.
Who would think to look there?
Oh, there's Mary's Pez dispenser. Right. She really loves that candy.
Maybe they should change the name dispenser.
Why is that little bobblehead thing laughing on Mary's Pez dispenser?
Having a good time.
Someone said, maybe Steve likes the rabbits that poop jelly bellies.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Around Easter.
No, I don't think so.
Sure are funny. All right, what's your story, Mayor?
All right, this is more of an observation. You know how I go on thepeople.com every day looking for a story? Well, every day there's a J-Lo, Ben Affleck story. I mean, come on. If you're going to get divorced, just do it. I'm tired of these two.
Are they getting divorced?
Well, yeah. No. I don't know. So they've been apart all summer long. You know, they keep talking. One's on the East Coast. J-Lo's on the East Coast hanging out in the Hamptons. And Ben Affleck's on the West Coast filming a movie. And they just had their second wedding anniversary. And they're not together at all summer.
When you say their second one, so it's their second one?
Yes, their second. Well, I don't know how long were they married the first time.
I don't know.
But their second one, I guess. And they weren't together. But the interesting thing, they both still are wearing their wedding rings. So what do you guys think?
Well, I think that it's not their problem. It's the People magazine's people problem. Every time I see these headlines, in fact, I did see a headline last week, Ben Affleck seen without his wedding ring.
Ooh.
Then it's like, J-Lo seen with her wedding ring. And then Ben Affleck's daughter, Violet, was hanging out with J-Lo shopping in the Hamptons. And, you know, that's an interesting little thing. She's still hanging out with the other kids.
They were buying Pez dispensers, Mary.
They're going through a tough time. Let them go.
I know. I'm just getting tired of it. It's like, announce it. And then plus they have their houses on the market.
Oh, geez.
He moved his stuff out. The house is on the market.
Beverly Hills.
It's kaput.
The Beverly Hills house. I don't know how many houses they have.
Had a good run.
Did you do a cyber? Did you do a cyber walkthrough?
No.
Okay.
Did you?
Well, no, but I thought you might want to buy it or something.
Yeah, okay. I'm moving to L.A.
What's your story, Kevin?
We've got a new country-themed bar coming to River North, and a couple of former Chicago athletes are involved in it.
Mm.
Former Bulls forward Jimmy Butler and former Bears linebacker Roquan Smith. Do you know who Chase Rice is, Lisa?
Absolutely.
He's a popular country music singer-songwriter. They're among the investors into Welcome to the Farm, and they had a big, grand opening over the weekend. They paired it up with Windy City Smokeout. I don't think it officially opens for a couple of weeks, but it's at, you guys remember Fremont? Fremont was kind of like a clubby, brunchy spot, just next to Snickers.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember Snickers.
Yeah, so
it's across from the Mars Bar.
From the Mars Bar?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Snickers is...
I don't know Snickers.
You don't know Snickers?
No.
Late night spot.
Next question.
Well, it's a divey little... it's a dive bar. 15 West Illinois Street. It's a country barbecue restaurant. They'll have a lot of live music. They've got a huge space below and then a second floor performance stage with rotating live music. But Jimmy Butler and Roquan were around over the weekend, and they were having a good time at their... soon-to-be-open country-themed bar in River North.
Jimmy Butler's a Marquette man.
He is a Marquette man.
I love that guy. You know, I've always loved that guy. And I first met him at probably one of the first Windy City Smokeouts. And we popped up on Facebook because it was the anniversary. Well, they did Smokeout over the weekend, and he's always there. He's such a diehard country music fan. Born and raised in Tomball, Texas, which is a suburb of Houston, and such a nice guy. But I'll tell you what. Of course they must have a connection to like Ed and Tommy who own Joe's and Carol's because Dirk Bentley tried to open a bar in Chicago. He spent years trying to open a bar in Chicago and the permits could not have been more difficult to obtain. So I think you got to have the...
Well, Bub City's doing well and that's a country themed bar.
Well, owned by the same people, you know what I mean?
Linda, Lisa is all about the underbelly of city politics and country music lately.
It's Forward Hospitality Group.
Yeah. Forward Hospitality Group, huh?
Yep.
Better
they should have had
up.
You involved with it, Lisa.
You know what? I had a chance to start a bar that was 50,000 square feet in the West Loop back in the day, and I was like, nah, I don't think I want to be in the bar business.
Well, you wouldn't really be in the business, would you?
They just wanted me to lend my name, but right. I didn't want to do that either.
Oh, would you have named it?
Lisa's?
No, we hadn't.
How about Get Dented?
Get Dented. Yeah, you could use dent in a lot of ways.
Well, that's good. That'll be fun. And that means we'll see more Jimmy Butler. Any chance he'll ever come back to the Bulls?
Probably not.
Yeah, I didn't think so. All right, news coming up next with Steve from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.